relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I think a lot of Americans see the $50,000 a month Hunter Biden was making and it doesn't pass the smell test. I think most people do think there was some corruption involved with Hunter Biden, and I hope we do get to the bottom of it.
All right, I see that you wanted to get that in there. So you think it's perfectly legitimate for the president to use his personal attorney to go to a foreign country and seek help for a political campaign?
I think it's equally as legitimate as the Democrats going there and saying, hey, we should investigate Trump. They really did. Menendez and four other senators
wrote a letter. They were talking about Paul Manafort, who was doing some shady business,
right,
who's now in jail for the business he was doing.
But Democrat senators did
the
same
thing.
Well, here's the thing is, if you're going to condemn Trump, you need to condemn the Democrat senators. It shouldn't be just one-sided. Everybody's going after President Trump. Someone needs to actually, in an objective way, evaluate a letter from four Democrats that said to Ukraine, if you don't keep investigating Trump, we will reconsider our bipartisan support for aid. That's a threat, and that's the same kind of stuff they're accusing Trump of, but nobody's talking about that the Democrats are doing exactly the same thing.
I don't always agree with Rand Paul, but on that, absolutely. That was Rand Paul jousting with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. If it's okay for the Democrats to dig up dirt on their political opponents in other countries or try and extort those countries by saying, you better investigate people or we're not going to give you our governmental aid, then why shouldn't it be okay for the president? I mean, he didn't do that, but that's what they're accusing him of doing. But Democrats actually did it. We have congressmen, senators saying, you better investigate Donald Trump and his campaign in the Ukraine, or we're going to hold up our payments to you. And then you had Vice President Biden actually joke about it, brag about the fact that when he was vice president, that's exactly what he did with the government of Ukraine. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And happy Joseph Antoine Ferdinand Plateau Day to you. Yes, the Belgian physicist that they are celebrating today on Google, if you go to that search engine. Not Columbus Day, which, by the way, in case you missed it, I don't know if you live in the swamp or you follow matters swampish, Columbus Day has been banned in Washington, D.C. There is no Columbus Day today. It has been replaced by a vote of the D.C. Senate. It is so good that D.C. is not a state. Can I just tell you how righteous it is that this loony bin of a city that voted, I think, 93 or 94% for Hillary Clinton in 2016, that it's not our 51st state. Last Tuesday, D.C. City Council approved the measure to abolish Columbus Day. Now, I'd love to know what you think of this. As of this week, today and every year, others are celebrating as Columbus Day is Indigenous People's Day. Isn't that racist? How is that not racist? I mean, seriously. Well, why can't it be my day? I'm an immigrant. Do you hate immigrants, you bloody racists? Seriously. DC, you're a bunch of bigoted racists. It is 833-33-GAWKER. If you want to call us, 833-334-6752. We have Scott Rass. It is perfect timing. With all the insanity of the polls on impeachment, we have the one name in reliable polling will be on the show with us next, Scott Rasmussen. But before we get to that and your calls, I have to play you a little bit of audio. Can I get you sad? Because the lady on this audio is so sad. This is from the Mayor's Summit, where AOC shared her concern for the future. Let's listen to Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez from the Mayor's Summit on Columbus Day, Cut 6.
I speak to you not as an elected official or public figure, but I speak to you as a human being, a woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future, and that our actions are responsible for bringing their most dire possibilities into focus. I speak to you as a daughter and descendant of colonized peoples who have already begun to suffer.
She really has problems. The daughter of colonized peoples. I mean, her last name is Cortez. I mean, you're named after the most famous conquistador that did the oppression. Are you not connected to Hernan Cortez from the 15th century? Well, what are these people... I mean, she may be faking it. She may be faking it. Maybe, you know, rubbing a little Vicks vapor up in her eye before she did that, or chewing a bit of, you know, tobacco to make her cry. But seriously, what is she afraid of? I mean, this is the insanity. Is there a tidal wave coming across? Is this an apocalypse? Are the clouds coming? Are the flames encircling you, AOC? What are you whittering about? What are you afraid? You can't be a mother? On what planet? Maybe Mars, because there's no oxygen. But here? What is the scientific proof that we are facing an apocalypse? It should be 11 years away now, right? Greta's told us. Thunberg has told us. But based on what? What's going to... Okay, here's the obvious question. What's going to happen in 11 years? One person, just one liberal call. There's one line open. There's one line free. Can you call in? One of you that believes in this extinction revolution, AOC's Green New Steel, what will happen? Just one person tell us with scientific certitude what will occur in 11 years from now. Is the world going to, is it like one of those movies, like the black hole is going to suck us or we're going to collapse in on ourselves? Are we going to walk around suddenly and turn into charred flesh because it's so hot? What is irreversible that's going to occur? I'm just curious. I'm mindful of the fact that we have Scott Rasmussen on next, so I want to squeeze in at least a call or two. Let's go to Yvonne in California. Line four, Yvonne, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. G.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to speak with you.
And you.
Thank you. I have been sitting here thinking we're hearing about all of these problems and things happening and what the Democrats are doing, and doesn't the Constitution state something? This has to be illegal. So I started to look. U.S. Code 2384, seditious conspiracy. If two or more persons conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, and I'm skipping parts, to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States. This is seditious conspiracy. And then there's the whole sections about treason and all these things. This is a coup, and these guys, the Democrats, the left, it's dangerous. Refugees from Venezuela are saying that their speeches sound exactly like Maduro. They say the same things. And, you know, we all, of course, want this stopped right now, you know. But can't we do something legally?
Well, I think that's exactly what Attorney General Barr is doing, and that's why he's hired one of the toughest U.S. attorneys out there at Durham, and they're on the case, and they've been at it for 7 months now. So, you know, never before, I said it last week, Yvonne, never before in our history, ever since we've had a Department of Justice, has an attorney general traveled abroad to spearhead a DOJ investigation into the crimes of the last administration. Never before. So I know everybody's impatient, but again, I have to repeat, for 3 years, we didn't have an attorney general. For all the honorable things Jeff Sessions has done, he was an utter disaster. If you want to know how bad Jeff Sessions was, read the interview that I did with President Trump. That's the special bonus chapter in my new book, because he goes to town on the worst decision in his presidency. And guess what? It has to do with Jeff Sessions. The book is The War for America's Soul. Yvonne, will you stay on the line? I want to give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. But everybody else, you want to know the truth? Read my interview with the president. Get The War for America's Soul.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I am hosting the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online presentation that will show you exactly what it takes to get wealthy in the bustling Trump economy. It's booming beyond belief, with record low unemployment, record high jobs numbers, record high stock markets, and nearly 12,000 Americans becoming new millionaires every week. But I recognize that not everyone's getting ahead, and I want to change that. Joining me is an award-winning financial strategist whose work I've been following for 15 years. During our event, he'll detail his new number one stock in America, which could be the next stock to create a new set of millionaires in this country. So please be sure to join us for the Great American Wealth Project. And I should mention, you'll also discover how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
dinovite.com.
If you want the duck to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Just got a call from somebody in the administration. Yes, there was a list. There was an illegal list. And the U.S. ambassador, Obama's ambassador to the Ukraine, lied in front of Congress on Friday, whether she provided that list to her colleagues at the State Department to monitor us journalists and show hosts. But they have the evidence. Oh my, it's going to be a fun 386 days. I'm not even going to talk about myself for the foreseeable future. We're going to have fun with that. Let's have our guest who was last with us, I do believe, on the day the president launched his re-election campaign in Orlando, when we broadcast from Orlando, and Scott Rasmussen was with us then. He is the legend. Just the name Rasmussen is a polling legend. Follow him now at scottrasmussen.com. Scott, welcome back to America First.
It is great to be with you again, and you are right. That was the last time I was on the show.
And it was far too long ago, far too long ago. Scott, you may not want to do this, but I need to ask you, this company that was used by Fox for this poll that has become a news item in and of itself, what is the reputation, if I may ask, of Brown Research, Brown with a U?
Well, you know, look, first off, I don't like to comment on any other polling firms.
I knew he'd be a gentleman. I knew he'd be. I just had to ask you. Sorry.
That's right. But, you know, one of the things that people get all fired up about with these polls, and when they begin to attack them and they pick apart details, I think the bigger picture gets lost in the story. Sebastian, before this president took office, about 35% of voters wanted him impeached. They just didn't like the fact that he won the election. And over the first year or so that he was in office, for a variety of reasons, that inched up to somewhere around 40%. The last few weeks, no matter how you frame it, no matter how you look at the polls, support for impeaching the president has inched up a little bit. But what nobody's talking about is the partisan nature of it. Democrats have become fully energized. More than 80% of Democrats want to see President Trump removed from office. Republicans are just as energized to say, no, he shouldn't be. And there's a battle for some independent voters right now. They're leaning a little bit in favor of impeachment. Sometimes they've been a little opposed, but that's a decisive group. So you have those dynamics, and it's not the raw numbers. It's not, whether it's 51% or 45% supporting it, you still have that partisan dynamic, and you still have people distrusting every aspect of the process. They're suspicious of Congress. They're suspicious of Democrats. You know, we've had all these questions about the Biden family and other things that have gone on and that the president has brought up. People expect that from politicians. 72% of voters believe that most politicians use their power to enrich their family and friends. So this is just the swamp attitude that people expect.
Okay, but you say they distrust the process on both sides. Scott,
right.
they distrust polling. I mean, and polling has gone the way of phrenology. People think it's a false science. So I need to ask the man who has the reputation, how does it work? Because what we're reading now with the Fox News poll that has been trashed for misrepresenting or missampling, how should it work? Are you my idea was polling should be random. You go into a crowd and you ask people. Now I'm learning that, oh, you have to have exact representation of 49% Democrats, 51%. But at the end of the day, then how do you really know that if people distrust the process itself, Scott Rasmussen?
Well, there is a distrust of polls. And one of the things that happened, you know, a lot of people said that the polls got it totally wrong in 2016.
Yes.
Actually, the polling wasn't nearly as bad as the analysis. We talked about this last time.
Right.
The polling, the national polls were very good on the popular vote margin. The state polling was way off in Wisconsin, but it showed that Michigan and Pennsylvania should have been considered a toss-up. So the analysis made the polls look bad. The polls themselves were okay. But what happens, you know, you said you should call people at random, and that was the theory. If you place a bunch of phone calls in the old days to random phone numbers, it should work out fine. The reality was that people in urban areas didn't answer the phone as much as people in suburbia. Women with young children at home wouldn't answer the phone as much as somebody who was living home alone. So you had to place calls into certain areas to compensate for that. You place more calls into those areas. It's become more challenging today. But in theory, the idea should be whether you're reaching out online or if you are reaching out for any kind of phone technology still, that you start off with a pretty random selection process, and then you have to account for the fact that, you know, if you were to go online right now and buy some online tool, your poll would have too many liberals in it. It would have too many college graduates, too many women, too many people with graduate degrees.
Right.
And it would leave out a lot of rural Americans who support the president more than urban Americans. So you do have to address that in your selection process. And I would love to tell you there's an easy answer, but it's a lot of work.
Scott, can we get you in studio for a longer chat? We really need to get some ground truth on how this is done properly. I'd love to get you in studio for a longer discussion. Can we do that?
Look forward to it. Absolutely.
All right. In the meantime, everybody, follow this man. He is the legend. He is the name Scott, with two T's, W. Rasmussen, on Twitter, at Scott W. Rasmussen, and scottrasmussen.com. And check out his fascinatingly titled book, The Sun is Still Rising, Politics Has Failed, But America Will Not. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls next. But first, a message of support that I would like to request from you to the incredible team at Alliance Defending Freedom. You know, you've heard it in the debates. You've heard the attacks against religious liberty from Mayor Pete Buttigieg, from Francis O'Rourke. This is not hypothetical. It's not theoretical. It's happening right now. Listen to how your support for those who are fighting in the courts to protect all of our rights are so important from the fabulous, the steadfast Archbishop of Philadelphia, Archbishop Chaput.
And they very much depend on the support of people who have resources who aren't fighting that battle directly. So I think support of groups like ADF by many, many people with significant amounts of resources is very, very important. We all have a duty to personally become involved. Those of us who have resources have a duty to make those resources available for the service of the truth.
I love that line at the end. Those of us that have the resources have a duty to provide the resources in the service of the truth. Who is fighting for that truth? It's Alliance Defending Freedom. If we have the capacity to help them, we should. It is part of our duty to help our fellow man. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Make a donation in any amount. It is all tax deductible to pay for these incredible lawyers who take these cases all the way to the Supreme Court to fight for your religious freedom. Whether it's Jack the Cake Baker or anybody else who is being persecuted for their religious beliefs, Alliance Defending Freedom, or you can call them on 866-954-3388. That's 866-954-3388. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-334-6752. Don't touch that dial.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
There should be a process. The minority party should have subpoena power. The president should have counsel present. He should be able to cross-examine witnesses. He should be able to present evidence. There should be a process. But instead, what Adam Schiff wants is to get the United States of America drunk on his favorite cocktail. There's three ingredients. One is cherry-picking leaks. Second is withholding facts. And three is just outright lying. I mean, he lied about his whistleblower contact. He lied when he gave his opening statement in front of the acting director of national intelligence. He lied when he said that President Trump requests President Zelensky to, quote, manufacture dirt. Now, if we all had Ambassador Volker's testimony, we would know that that's not true. We would also know that it obliterated
The quid pro quo charge, that fairy tale that President Trump supposedly demanded that there would be an investigation open against the Bidens in order to get aid from the United States to Ukraine.
That is a name you recognize, of course. It is Congressman Lee Zeldin on ABC News this week, talking about Adam Schiff's favorite cocktail, which is built on propaganda and lies. Can't wait to have Lee talk to us about the latest developments after Matt Gaetz was escorted out of a hearing because the Democrats didn't want him there because they want to hide the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Our phone number here is 833-334-6752. The president has just released a statement. Statement from President Donald J. Trump regarding Turkey's actions in northeast Syria. I will soon be issuing an executive order authorizing the imposition of sanctions against current and former officials of the government of Turkey and any persons contributing to Turkey's destabilizing actions in northeast Syria. Likewise, the steel tariffs will be increased back up to 50% the level prior to reduction in May. The United States will also immediately stop negotiations being led by the Department of Commerce with respect to a $100 billion trade deal with Turkey. The statement ends with this. As I have said, I am withdrawing the remaining United States service members from northeast Syria, as United States forces have defeated the ISIS physical caliphate. United States troops coming out of Syria will now redeploy and remain in the region to monitor the situation and prevent a repeat of 2014 when the neglected threat of ISIS raged across Syria and Iraq. A small footprint of United States forces will remain at At-Tanf garrison in southern Syria to continue to disrupt remnants of ISIS. Turkey has been warned. Let's go to your call. Somebody who's been waiting very patiently is Madeline in Los Angeles. Madeline, line 5, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. This is actually the second time we've spoken. My name is pronounced Madeline, though that's okay. You didn't know it. But the reason that I called, and I listen as often as I can, I love your show, is I call Adam Schiff Adam Schiffless. And Schiffless in the dictionary means untrustworthy, inefficient, and lazy. I think that kind of covers it, but we should also add to that, I would say, untruthful.
You're being rather charitable, Madeline. Rather charitable.
You know, I thought I was being too nice, actually. So thank you for calling me on that.
All right. Will you stay on the line so we can give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul?
I would love it. Thank you.
All right. Don't go anywhere, Madeline. You get your copy. If you want a signed copy as well and you're listening to this show, go to SebGorka.com right now, SebGorka.com, for the inside on who the coup plotters are, what they did, and how we will defeat them. SebGorka.com for your signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Let's go to line 3, Leonardo in New Jersey. What a fabulous name, Leonardo.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Gorka.
Sure.
Last time I heard you out with Killian enjoying Columbus Day. The time before, make sure you pack your 9 for that coyote that might show up.
Oh, thank you. I picked up a .22 Winchester Magnum just for the coyotes, so that's my new little coyote medicine, but thank you.
On the AOC, I just wanted to say it's wonderful news. You're on the cutting edge, always putting it out there. The really so important to celebrate the fact that the barmaid has decided to never procreate.
Yes. Should we celebrate? Should we have a cocktail to that?
I hear, though, that she was cheating on the tips. Other barmaids.
I heard that, too. There are reports that she has a rather unsocialist attitude to sharing tips in the bar she worked in. Not very nice, is it?
Right. Well, she had to save money to get the luxury apartment and borrow against the
Course. That's right. That's right. Hey, Leonardo, will you stay on the line so we can give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul?
Absolutely, doctor.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Leonardo. What a What a fabulous name, Leonardo. Makes you think instantly of Da Vinci. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls in a moment. 833-334-6752 here on America First, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is natural and pain relief that actually works. Why? Because it attacks inflammation at the site of the pain. How do I know this? Do I read a script? No, I've never had a script for Relief Factor. I simply have the knowledge, the experience of how incredible this supplement truly is. Pete and Seth Talbot came to me and said, would I endorse this product? I said, only if it's real and it works. I had a lower back pain issue, so I started taking the 3-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, my pain was gone, and I have been pain-free for the last 9 months. If you have daily aches and pains, shouldn't you see if Relief Factor could work for you? The 3-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Isn't that worth it to you? Less than a dollar a day? Go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your front door in 3 days or less, and you can find out if Relief Factor works for you. Don't you owe it to yourself to find out if you can be the next success story? I did, and it worked. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back with your calls next on America First.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
So I just read parts of the president's statement on the situation in Syria. And I need to play you the president's audio from Minneapolis. It's a cut I wanted to use but couldn't get to last week. And it really gives you a glimpse into who this man is, and where his priorities lie and why his first reaction isn't to send our children to fight other people's wars. This is the president last Thursday from his rally in Minneapolis, Cut 8.
I'll be talking to some of the parents and they'll act like they're fine. I said, how are you doing? We're fine, sir. We're fine. We're really good. I said, that's great. And I'll tell the colonel, I'll say, Colonel, I think they're doing great. No, sir, they're not going to do great. You'll see. And I didn't know what he was talking about. This is the first time. And then we went outside to the runway, and this incredible machine is flying in, and it lands, and it comes over, and it pulls up, and we have military guards. We have incredible, talented musicians that do this. That's what they do. And what happens is that door opens up, and the colonel told me, he said, sir, when that door opens up, those same people that you think are okay do things that you'll never see. You will hear sounds like you've never heard. That's what he does. And I saw that door open up with a coffin, with a flag over it. The door is open, and these beautiful soldiers, five or six on each side, lifting the coffin and walking down the runway, the plank, they call it, off this cargo plane. And I see parents make sounds that were just 20 minutes ago absolutely fine, make sounds, scream and cry like you've never seen before. The colonel was telling me that, sir, you'll see things that you've never seen before. A mother who was fine 20 minutes ago, you think, breaking the military line and jumping off and then jumping onto a coffin of her son or her daughter. Jumping on top of the flowers, on top of the American flag. I've seen this. And then I have all these people that want to stay. They want to stay. And I don't want to stay. We were supposed to be in Syria for 30 days. We've now been there for 10 years. We were supposed to be in Afghanistan for a short period of time. We're now going to be there for close to 19 years. It's time to bring them home.
A very serious part of the rally. That's who he is. He's not an isolationist, but he's also the man who has to write the letters. He has to meet the parents of those who've lost their loved ones for the wrong reasons. So that's how we measure Syria, my friends. If you want more details on who this man is, how he thinks, and the threats that face him, please go right now and check out The War for America's Soul, my latest book, with the exclusive interview with the president that we did earlier this year. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Maggie, line 3, Cleveland. Maggie, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I love your show. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, so I was born in Brazil, but I am an American citizen. I was raised by a very Christian mother, Brazilian, and a very socialist father from Norway. And I have been in this country most of my life, and I always tell my American friends that this is the best country in the world.
Brazilian. Why? Maggie, why is it? What do you tell your friends? Why is America the greatest country in the world?
Well, because I tell people I spent, many, many years living in Brazil, and socialist in Brazil does not work. The past 20 years or so, Brazil had socialist presidents, and people got used to getting all this free stuff, which is really not free because it comes from the taxpayers' money. And finally, Brazil got a conservative president.
Yes.
Who thinks a lot like President Trump. And I think the Bolsonaro is the hope for Brazil. And I think Trump is the hope for the United States. Socialism does not work. And the thing is that my father was born and raised in Norway, and he tells me, well, socialism works in Norway. And I said, well, maybe it does in small countries, but it does not work in big countries like Brazil and the United States.
And Norway isn't a socialist country. It's a capitalist country with a welfare net that is funded from the last three centuries of capitalism that is collapsing. Exactly. I mean, this is the absurdity. None of these countries that the Democrats point to in Europe are socialist countries. None of them. You want to see a socialist country? Tell your father to look at Venezuela. That's a socialist country. God bless you, Maggie. Hey, Maggie, will you do me a favor? Will you will you stay on the line so we can get you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul?
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Love your show.
All right, be safe out there. God bless you. Could you imagine? Unbelievable. Thank you, Maggie. Keep spreading the word. God bless you. My friends, if you have the crazy kind of existence that I do, running around, never eating properly until it's the weekend, do what I do. Take Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is real food. It is vegetarian. It is made on thousands of nutrients. Three little capsules of fruits, three little capsules of veggies a day that are the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily, but you can if you join Balance of Nature. Listen to my friend, radio show host, entertainer, actor, Joe Piscopo on just how great Balance of Nature is.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Do you feel drained now and again? Would you like more energy? Then give this a try. If you join Balance of Nature right now, you will get their best pricing, free shipping, and $25 off your first order. Just go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, or in both cases, doesn't matter whether you call or you use the internet, you've got to use my code, G-O-R-K-A. And don't forget, we have a brand new subscription service. If you go to my website, sebgorka.com, you should join the Gorka's Cabinet today, which is this show without the commercial breaks. No commercial breaks for 3 hours, plus exclusive content, behind-the-scenes footage, hour-long deep dive interviews with the likes of Steve Bannon, Daniel Hoffman, and so many, many more. Oz Guinness, our holiday specials, all there for you as exclusive members of Gorka's Cabinet. Plus our takes. I just did a take on the Syria crisis. If you go to sebgorka.com, you can join the Cabinet today for just $59 for the whole year. Join us for exclusive content at sebgorka.com. Back to your calls here on 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752 on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Straight back to your calls, Alicia, San Antonio, Line 5. Welcome aboard.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling you from San Antonio. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see you and Dennis when you get here.
Why? We're coming to see you. Where are you going to be?
I'll be here in town. It's just out of my budget right now. I'm a little working a little harder than I need to be, but I am doing it.
I'm so disappointed I'm not going to get to see you.
I am too, sir. Believe me, you have no idea how much I admire the both of you.
All right. Will you just stay on the line after our discussion, please? We'll see what we can do, all right?
Sure. The reason I'm calling is I'm a precinct chair here.
God bless.
And people have been knocking themselves out to get rid of our city council and our mayor. We did not even get 87% of the people of San Antonio to get out and vote.
You did or you didn't? You didn't get 87? Because 87 is pretty blooming good.
We did not.
Okay.
Did not. So we are blue. Our mayor is blue. Our city council is blue.
Right.
They've signed on to the Green Deal. They're getting ready to raise all of our rates, water and otherwise, and people just, like, roll over. And I know people have been knocking themselves out here, but we don't seem to get any help. My other point is this, sir, is we can elect Donald Trump, and I want to reelect the president. I love him. But unless we learn how to vet Republican senators and congressmen running for office, we're going to continue with this nonsense.
You will not hear any disagreement from me.
My question from you then is, how do we do this? When you gentlemen are on the radio, please emphasize to the national audience, they have to elect conservative Congress and senators, because we can elect Donald Trump, you know, it still isn't going to help him if we don't get people in there to support him.
But, you know, I'm not trying to dodge this, Alicia, but it's up to all of us at every level. You know, it's not me saying, oh, we need to have better senators. All politics is local. We've got to start at the base. When you run for the school board, when you run for the local district, that's where it begins, and that's how it trickles up. The quality of the individual is controlled by us. Guess what? We control it. We shouldn't be allowing the rhinos into the machine to begin with. So, you know, it's really up to us. But will you stay on the line, Alicia?
I sure will.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, it's almost every country you travel to, you'll find the same phrase in their native tongue. Every nation deserves the people they elect to office. So guess what, guys? It's up to us. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, next with James O'Keefe's latest pop blockbuster.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-in Pest Free.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.